This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. With labor in such high demand and employers desperate to fill open positions, many employees are flexing their organizing muscles. Thousands of U.S. workers are currently on strike, including staff at Kellogg's and at farm equipment maker John Deere. Some nurses and healthcare workers with Kaiser Permanente in Oregon and California are threatening to walk off the job as well, and there may be more coming. A common issue in each of these situations is a dispute over a two-tier system for wages and benefits. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
Two-tier systems set workers into two categories. Current employees get to keep their existing wages and benefits. But based on the date they're hired, new employees get lower pay, fewer benefits. The two-tiered system was a tactic that some companies used in the 1980s, during recessionary times, says UC Berkeley labor economist Michael Reich.
Generally, they don't work out because over time, the newer workers get more resentful. And so most two-tier systems didn't last very long.
But some employers have seen two-tiered systems as workable recently, says Cornell ILR School Dean Alex Colvin.
Companies sometimes are still doing things that made sense last year in the sort of depths of the pandemic that don't make sense to workers today.
Because Colvin says these days labor has been hard to come by and quit rates are way up. Workers are feeling confident enough in their employment that they're willing to strike for the sake of their future colleagues. And Wharton Management Professor Peter Capelli says workers are also seeing wage gains depleted because of prices.
Inflation is rising. By some measures, it's going up faster than wages. So if you're an employee, you know, you feel like you're actually declining. In real terms, you are.
Capelli says based on the outcome of these strikes, other employers may take a second look at their use of two-tiered systems. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.